It's 2AJ Breakfast, and I'm talking now with a quintessential marketing and communications consultant and founder of the Speakers Practice, Adrian McLean. Adrian, welcome to 2AJ FM Breakfast.
Oh, hello there, Camilla. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you on board here, Adrian. Now, I'm going to put you on the spot. So please give my listeners and I a better bio than what I've given you for yourself, of yourself, in 45 seconds, please.
Oh, thank you. My name's Adrian McLean from the Speakers Practice, and I help service professionals with business development and promotional tools to get them more clients. And we work with the service professionals to really help them identify who their target market is, who their ideal client is, and then we work in ways to help them put in marketing strategies to really get them in front of the people who they're meant to serve.
And, you know, it's a very important thing these days. It's more than just the sale. It's, you know, there's the follow-up. There's quite a bit involved. So let's just ask an original question, please, if we can, Adrian. In what's becoming now in Australia a more flexible economy, so you've got where many are now pursuing their own small business as a side hustle, even small business ownership full-time, wages are rising, so that gives people more opportunity to spend, which gives the which is what it is. So what does an owner need apart from the ability to sell?
Oh, well, and we're going to be going through this at the Professional Services Marketing Conference, which is a conference day that the Speakers Practice puts on, well, hopefully each year. And what business owners need for growing a business, there are so many skills associated. Certainly selling and the ability to sell is very important, but also getting the marketing right, getting their marketing message right, getting their branding right, being able to confidently talk about what they do. These are all skill sets that are all apart from the actual service that they offer, whether the service is an accountancy firm or legal firm or a teacher, expert, coaching. Whatever discipline the business owner has, they need a whole lot of skills as well as their actual core offering.
That's right, yes.
You know, it's really good to take some time and just experience what other professionals have. And at the Professional Services Marketing Conference, we have business coach, we have a sales coach, we have a marketing executive, we have a cybersecurity and tech specialist. I help with the business development process, which takes businesses from the lead right through to the sale, and it's very process-driven. You know, there's all these parts that go towards growing a business, and having a day or two out to go and experience these different skill sets, it's really important. We have some wonderful workshops too during the conference.
Yes.
One workshop is pricing professional services strategically, which pricing is one of the hardest things for service professionals to do.
And you would say, especially in this economic environment, it's very difficult to strike the right balance sometimes, isn't it? Well, there you go. Well, that's fantastic. And yes, there's a lot of, I think it's going, how many days is the conference going to be? How many days is it going over?
And it starts on at 11 o'clock on Wednesday the 30th of August. So the business owners can get their things done in the morning, and then they can spend the afternoon at the conference, and we have a networking event in the evening. Then on the Wednesday there's 10 speakers, and on all sorts of different topics, from goal setting to the power of intention, to mine, which is the Book Yourself Solid system,
yep,
to sales psychology and how to get into the customer's mind,
uh-huh,
how to tackle marketing strategies, and how to grow a $1 million business. So that's the Wednesday, and then the Thursday and the Friday there are workshops where more deeper work can be done, and they're either four-hour workshops, or there's one whole day workshop on Thursday.
And isn't that wonderful? You see, it's more now these days than having that product going on. So, you know, does the customer need it? A customer wants to feel, I need this product or I need this service. So this is where I would say your seminars come in, and you're giving future budding entrepreneurs, because it could be our listeners out there that want to do their small business, they want to have a general idea, and it might be an opportunity for them to learn that it's more than just having a product and a service and a sell. You've got to develop relationships with the customer. You've got to do so many more things. You've got to follow up, you know, because customers are very savvy these days. They know when they're sold.
Yes, they are. And the buyers now are the most educated buyers that we have.
That's right.
They can go online, they can look at videos, they can do a whole lot of searches about the various products to help them with the problem that they're facing.
Mm.
And so they're very educated, you're right, Camilla, and they're looking for the product that can suit them the best. But relationships are so important in this, and if the business owner has built up a good relationship and really is very supportive towards the prospects that they have.
That's right. And
they're adding value to the whole experience, the whole buying experience, and that's very important.
That's right, because as part of marketing, it's the need, isn't it? And that's where you've got the need and you're filling that need. Okay, well, now for people to register or to find out more, where do they need to go, Adrian, to register? Well,
the Professional Services Marketing Conference, you can first of all search it in Google, and I'm almost 100% sure they'll be able to find it there. And the URL is www.professional-services-marketing-conference.com, and they'll be able to go in there. There's a whole range of speakers. I just wanted to speak a little bit about the workshops. One of the workshops, we've spoken about the pricing workshop, which is really important, but the artificial intelligence and ChatGPT we have on the Thursday morning.
Wow.
That's this good. Is about transforming customer experience and driving business success. That's going to be a fantastic workshop. It's just on 2 hours, so it's not too long.
It's the way of the future, Adrian. It's the way of the future.
It is.
Come on, let's admit it.
And then also to do with the future, we have From Pleasure to Profit by Creating Online Training Programs. So if you've got budding entrepreneurs and people who want to utilize their skills in the online platform, this is a wonderful way of finding out about how to create a program and put it on the web and sell it.
So, wonderful. Well, you see?
The one on the Friday is how to build a multi-six-figure business. This is being run by a lady, Alex Quinn, who has been an accountant and run her own accountancy firm, but now she's working as a business coach and helping others to start their own business and get established. So there's a whole lot of programs there that can really help.
That's wonderful. So the website again is professional-services-marketing-conference.com, and that gives an opportunity that you could go that for the entrepreneur to go to a one or a many that would suit them. And it's great to see opportunities like that arise, because not many of those conferences come by the Inner West very often. Adrian, look, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the program this morning, and all the best with the event.
Right. Well, thank you, Camillo, for having me this morning.
You're welcome. And that was Adrian McLean. She's a marketing and communications consultant and founder of the Speaker's Practice, and she's also founded this wonderful event at Burwood RSL, beginning on Wednesday, the 30th of August.